Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can listen to us there. You can also listen coming up at 6 right there on the freeradio.com app to Tim Allen, the franchise, and Hot Stove Weekly franchise. Good to see you here in the flesh. We had you here on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, hanging out all day long with the cool kids here in the
That's
afternoon.
That's true.
That's fun. That's true. Welcome in.
I see the light of day.
Isn't that cool? This is what happens,
you know,
in the winter.
I like the caller you had on about a half hour ago. His name was Latrell.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, that Tim guy filling in for Bill today.
Yeah.
Opened his eyes up on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, I like that call. Sure. That was a good call.
That must have been a good call for you. There we go. Yeah, here we go. Typical radio guy. Did you hear about the guy that was talking about me and talking about how cool I was?
Awesome. I have to point that out to you guys.
Yeah, good for you, Timmy. So we have some news for the Milwaukee Brewers, and this is all powered by Radio.com Sports and the mid-sized mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Do we want the signing or the awards first?
Let's go with awards.
Okay, here we go. This from our friend Adam McAlvey, who will join Hot Stove Weekly later on tonight. After more than 6 million votes were cast for the first ever All-MLB team, Christian Yelich and Josh Hader, both named first team All-MLB, and the departing Yasmani Grandal grabs a second team All-MLB nomination at the winter meetings in San Diego.
And rightly so. It's too bad they couldn't knock off the Nationals in that wild card game, get on a run, and win a World Series.
Yasmani Grandal just quickly said, quote, "It means I have to work harder."
Not anymore, he got paid.
Well, oh, wow. I mean, yeah, if you want to say that you just quit, but then you go to the south side of Chicago, so that might be a whole lot of fun. Now, let's go with the signing. This also from Adam McAlvey. A source says the Milwaukee Brewers have reached a one-year deal with closer Corey Knebel to avoid arbitration. Knebel coming back from a April 3rd Tommy John surgery. So there we go, back in the fold. Corey Knebel. Isn't that what everybody wanted?
And the bullpen on a lot of teams will just do this chemistry round robin. If you dial in the right combination, you're going to have a devastating bullpen. And you've got some pieces there with Claudio, Hader, and now Knebel. And we expected this out of Knebel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, him to come back. And
absolutely.
It has the potential late inning lights out bullpen. It does.
Do you believe that they just slot Corey right back there into the closer role, or has Josh taken that over with the year that he had this past?
You know where I stand on that.
Right. You want Josh as the utility man whenever you need him.
Yep.
Fire extinguisher.
Swiss Army knife out there. He can go, well, especially with the new rule implemented with Major League Baseball. You got to face three batters. I think that's even more important to use him for 3, 4, 5, 6 batters at a time.
Now, Timmy, also we get to talk to you about a couple other signings the Brewers make over the weekend. So Keon Broxton back into the fold, offered a invite to Major League spring training. That's a good one, right, for Keon Broxton? Left the organization last year, comes on back.
I'm happy for him.
Personally. Not necessarily for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Camp filler, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's about what that is.
And again, and you have an extra roster spot this year, too. So, you know, you have 26 guys this year. So remember, they're going to have to figure out where they want that extra body to be.
And it's 13 and 13.
Correct. So do you want that to be an extra outfielder? Do you want that to be an extra utility infielder? Do you want to keep a third catcher? And that is kind of going to be the debate here coming out of spring training as far as where they're going to play. And to be honest with you, Keon Broxton fits that mold because it's a guy that you can pitch run with late in games to use his speed. He's a better defensive outfielder at end of game scenarios to take out the aging Lorenzo Cain if you want to.
Maybe.
Or the aging Ryan Braun. Gamble's nice, but I would take Broxton defensively over Gamble. So that's how I look at it, at least. And you're going to get him cheap for 1 year, and hopefully kind of like K-Rod back in the day. Every time he showed up in a Brewers uniform, he looked like old K-Rod. Maybe Keon Broxton could rekindle stuff in a Brewers uniform.
But if he looks like old Keon Broxton, is that good enough to make the 26-man roster?
He did have a year here. He had one decent year here.
Had a 2020 year.
Yeah, he had one decent year.
And broke his own strikeout record.
They don't care about strikeouts. Nobody cares about strikeouts anymore except us.
You know, watch for this, guys, and that is if they go ahead and sign another, you know, sort of depth outfielder, Because if you look at it this way, that maybe Braun entertaining the idea, the team might be, of Braun getting a lot more reps at first.
I don't want a depth outfielder. I want a real damn outfielder. And then Braun goes to first.
If it's just
a depth outfielder, then Braun can just stay in the outfield.
I think Gamble, if anyone deserves a shot out there, it's Ben Gamble. And he was dynamite. He was excellent against left-handed pitching, which is a key here. It wouldn't surprise me if they did go ahead and sign another outfielder. That would be saying, well, we're going to wave the white flag on searching for a first baseman. We're going to go with Brawny.
Okay, so what about the other thing out there in Didi Gregorius?
One-year deal, maybe like a Grandal-type deal.
Right, John Heyman said 14 or 15 because he turned down the qualifying offer, which is what Grandal signed for last year. I think it makes perfectly good sense. Now the question is, where does he play? Does he play third? And does the shortstop that they got from San Diego end up staying in the minors for one more year? Or do they play Didi at third and play the San Diego kid at shortstop instead? Don't know.
Yeah, I would think that Urias is going to be sharing time with the shortstop position, Orlando Arcia, if he's not moved. And then Gregorius would be a third baseman in this scenario.
Gregorius going to sign to play third
base? Well, he's only started one game in his career playing third base.
If he's willing to go with it, I'm willing to do a prove-it year with him.
Well, you know how much I was in on Didi Gregorius. That was my name right out of the gates that I wanted from New York because I thought that he was that boom or bust coming off an injury that it's like you're hearing his music coming in David Stearns. That, like, if this is the move, this is the prototypical move that they make, a one-year prove-it, then you can go and make a bunch of money. Well, we've made a bunch of people a bunch of money.
His on-base percentage through the years is not very good. But he's got some pop. And we know how this works with pop, right? He hits 25 home runs somewhere else in Miller
and
Park.
And it's left-handed
he can
pop.
Hit, right. He can hit 30, 35 maybe in Miller Park on one year. And then again, you're going to lose him like Grandal. But this may be the way that Stearns decides to go going forward, taking these one-year flyer deals for qualifying offers where nobody else is going to give these guys that type of money and then hope that the bandbox that is Miller Park pays off for you.
On the show tonight, Adam McAlvey is going to join us. We're going to revisit that conversation you guys have with President and GM David Stearns.
Perfect.
Also, I want to go over, I don't know if Brewer fans are, we're knee-deep in Packers football, and the Bucs are amazing, and I don't know if all of the Brewers fans realize the turnover on this roster quite yet.
56%.
Yeah, over 50% of those guys are gone. And some of the names may surprise you, so we're going to have that for you, as well as showing some patience. And that, I think, is the key topic right now. I know the winter meetings, you guys just talked to Heyman, but winter meetings can be a little bit frenzy-like in terms of rumors and conversations and meetings and things like that. But with us here in Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, I think it's about being patient right now because I think David Stearns has earned that. He's earned the trust of all of us, has he not? I don't know of anybody that dislikes the guy and dislikes what he's done and what he's put together in a short amount of time. However, that being said, are the next couple of months important to the season? Absolutely, yes. The next 40, 50 days are just paramount to this coming 2020 championship season. To open up that window just a little bit more, guys, the next 2 years for David Stearns is going to determine, in large part, his big picture future. And that is he one of those stud young GMs that just bounce around the league and has success everywhere he goes? Or multiple World Series.
Yeah,
multiple World Series titles, etc. The next 2 years will indicate that. The next 2.5 months will indicate this season.
That I am a little bit fearful. Also, can we talk a little bit of Madison Bumgarner when I come on the show tonight?
Sure thing.
Is there anybody else that wants Madison Bumgarner on this Brewers team?
You realize he's only 29 years old.
Yes.
You realize that he wants
three World Series rings.
Yeah. Like a 5-6 year deal?
Well, I don't blame him.
It's not happening.
So do you.
It's not happening.
That's what I want.
I already am in that whole deal.
Yeah, give me the Radio Supermax and I'm going Bumgarner.
I'm in the middle of that long-term deal. Do we want him? I'm sure people would want him. But reality of the situation is these guys aren't going to spend that money.
Nobody wanted him last year when the trade conversation
was. A lot of people don't want Didi. I put that out on Twitter last night, and like 9 out of every 10 said, I do not want him on this team. So there's a lot of people that don't want Didi Gregorius on this team either.
Now, it's surprising that Stearns didn't go over the top, maybe add another piece or two with that Pomerantz deal.
Yeah, that's true.
And just go for it in that regard. But I think things worked out. A lot of times it's projecting what a player not only has done in his past. You're going to look at that, obviously. But it's about what you think he's going to do. For example, Jordan Lyles. He was dynamite. He really was.
He just made $8 million a year.
A year. He made $16 million with what he did with Milwaukee last year.
That's a lot of fantasy football he can play. As you know, he's really into fantasy football, and dynamite as an interview.
But however, that being said, just isn't dynamite. That like a Yolish Chacin deal?
Yeah, it's low rent. Give a opportunity, take the shot, see if the lottery ticket hits, and if it does, cool. If it doesn't, what else are you out?
I thought it interesting in your conversation with Craig Counsell when he said, we are going to increase the starting pitching inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to have to because there's only two in the rotation, two on the staff right now that have made 20 or more starts in the big leagues.
Yeah, but I mean, they got Corbin Burns, they got Adrian Hauser, right? They got Freddie Peralta.
I think a J.A. Happ, a Yolish Chacin-type pitcher. A Wade Miley-type pitcher. Not necessarily those guys, but guys like that in that middle-tier category. They've done a nice job in getting at least what fuel is left in those tanks.
I'm not making a trade for J-Hap. That's just not happening. We're not doing that. And the Chacin thing, you're right. For 1 year, it worked, and then the next year, you ended up having to cut him after he was your opening day starter.
But he started some of the biggest games in Brewers history.
Sure. I'm not saying he didn't.
I'm thinking Woody shouldn't start opening day this year.
No, don't do it. Don't.
You don't have anybody better.
Or have an opener. Just have an opener.
Alex Claudio can be the...
Bring back Jacob Barnes for one day.
Yeah, Claudio or Barnes can be the opening day starter. Somebody else get hurt because we're not letting it be.
But it is about patience, guys. It is. We'll get more into that on the Hot Stove Show tonight at 6. But, you know, we've had some recent success here, and I think we have to trust that as Brewers fans. I know we want to just sign a bunch of players and buy a World Series, but, you know, it's not going to be able to get done that way in Milwaukee, as we know economically.
And you... I think are going to need Corbin Burns to be Corbin Burns this year because he's going to have to be that piece in this rotation to replace Zach Davies. I just think that's how this is going to have
to play
out.
Well, Eric Lauer's in there as well.
Yeah, and that's a lefty.
Left-hander. Mm-hmm.
But
if
Burns is that pitcher that everybody thought he was 2 years ago and can, you know, make that be the case in the rotation, and now you have Woodruff, you have Burns, if Hauser ends up being something, there's just so many ifs with this rotation. But on paper, talent-wise, Burns should be in this rotation and should be really good based on talent.
Then let's just bring in Madison Bumgarner and have the top-of-the-line guy, a left-handed, right-handed duo at the top of that rotation of Woodruff and Bumgarner. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to compete more than those two.
But what if David Stern says, okay, Billy, we can do that, but that probably means we can't do a Yelich extension.
Oh, yeah, then you can't go.
No.
Christian Yelich.
Because you're talking about a 5 or 6 year deal. So you're going to have to extend him within that 5 year deal. You're going to have to extend Yelich. If it's a 1 year deal at 20.
But you get the $18 million off the books with Braun.
Right. If Baumgartner's 1 year at 20, 25, sure, you can do that. But you can't do 5 years at 25 a year or something stupid like that.
You got to get creative, just like you did with the catcher situation. Yeah. I thought that was a brilliant move. An absolute brilliant move.
I think the one that they actually end up bringing in, Alex Wood. I think that's the name that I have on the left handed side that they'll bring
Keuchel?
In. No Keuchel. I can't see it. That guy, if anybody thinks that Madison Bumgarner's a not nice individual, if that's going to be the PC way we're going to say it, who wants to talk to Dallas Keuchel left and right?
Not me.
No doubt. Everybody wants some Bofring beer. Timmy, appreciate it, man. We'll talk after the show. Hot Stove Weekly comes up 6 to 8 tonight with the franchise, Tim Allen, as he's knee-deep in Brewers baseball already here in December.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.